Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 37. The Reverend Randy Ashbery is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke chapter 17. Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus answered them, "The kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There,' for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you." And he said to the disciples, "The days are coming when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Look here,' or 'Look there.' Do not go out or follow them. For as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking and marrying and being given in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom, fire and sulfur rained from heaven and destroyed them all. So will it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, let the one who is on the housetop with his goods in the house not come down to take them away. And likewise, let the one who is in the field not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will keep it. I tell you, in that night there will be two in one bed, one will be taken and the other left. There will be two women grinding together. One will be taken and the other left." And they said to him, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the corpse is, there the vultures will gather." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's be honest. You and I are more like the Pharisees than we care to admit. We would love, absolutely love, to see some signs of Jesus' kingdom. Come on, Jesus, show us some signs of your kingdom. When will it come anyway? We would love to see more positive signs that our gospel proclamation is having its intended effect in changing people's lives for the better. We would love to see some positive signs that standing on God's word in the public square actually makes a difference in culture and society. We would love to see Christian bakers and florists and photographers be respected and allowed to run their businesses in concert with their Christian faith. But too often we see the opposite. As Jesus said, the kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, "Look, here it is," or "There," for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. The Pharisees asked out of skepticism to test Jesus. We, though, ask with mixed motives. We might ask with faith, "Okay, Jesus, you promised your kingdom, so where is it?" Or we might ask with misbelief. "Yes, Jesus, you promised, and we keep praying, but we're not seeing any results. What's up, Lord?" And how does Jesus answer us who walk by sight rather than by faith? "Behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you." No, he does not mean the kingdom of God is within you, churning somewhere inside your innards. He means the kingdom is already among you, you all. He is the kingdom. When he stands in your midst, among you all of God's kingdom has come and is here even now. Yes, the kingdom is here, Jesus says, because I am here. He puts that little Pharisee within each of us in his or her place, focusing on what we would like to see. Is like bowing down to a golden calf. It may glitter, it may be gold, but it's not the true God. It's not Jesus in the flesh. Jesus says this to comfort us and strengthen our faith. Where Jesus is, there is his kingdom. He's right here, right now, in your baptism, in his word proclaimed and taught and given in the absolution, in his body and blood placed onto your tongue. That's the now. What about the not yet? What about the kingdom yet to come on the last day? Jesus knows we desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but we don't see it just yet. So he gives a couple of things to look for. First, he says the signs will be clear. Second, the Son of Man will come suddenly. You will not be able to miss the future, not yet kingdom coming. No top secret visit from Jesus to rapture the really devout believers for a time and take them to heaven for a time, but only to bring them back for some earthly reign in this fallen world. How cruel would that be? No, when Jesus returns, it will be like lightning lighting up the whole sky from east to west, from north to south. It will be clear for all to see. But first, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. You know Jesus has inaugurated his kingdom for you when you see him beaten, pierced, bloody, and hanging on a cross. First he must suffer, and then he enters glory. And because he first suffers, he promises to bring you with him into his glory, and you will not miss it. For the second sign, Jesus will come suddenly, when you least expect it. In the days of Noah, life just kept going on, and then boom, all of a sudden, rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. It destroyed everyone except Noah, his family, and all the animals with them. In the days of Lot, life just kept going on. Then boom, all of a sudden, the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah sulfur and fire out of heaven. So it will be on the day when Jesus returns. Life going on as normal, and then boom, all of a sudden, it will be too late to repent, too late to pray, Lord, have mercy, too late to rejoice in his cross-won forgiveness. What then? Remember Lot's wife. She fled for safety, but then looked back and became a pile of salt. Don't be like Mrs. Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will keep it. Don't care more for your personal health, wealth, or happiness than you do for Jesus' kingdom. Don't be too busy for Jesus himself. Instead, remember your baptism. You have already lost your life by dying and rising with Jesus. Remember, you're but a stranger here. Jesus is your real home. And you won't need to look back because he preserves your life forever. And until that not yet day, we know where Jesus' kingdom is. It's where the corpse is and where the vultures will gather. The place of the kingdom, both now and not yet, is the body of Christ, his body nailed to the tree, and his body called the church. So keep your eyes of faith fixed on Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus will take care of the rest. Amen. And the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.